Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Still can't believe it's today. NFL draft in Green Bay, freaking Wisconsin. Welcome back to the Packer Day Radio Show. We are live from Buffalo Wild Wings, just mere seconds away from Lambeau Field and the NFL draft. It is surreal to be down here. Of course, get over here. All-you-can-eat boneless wings and fries for $19.99. Traditional wings are available for only $5 more. You can also get those Monday through Thursday, dine-in only. Also remember that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thundernellis, who just so happens to be walking around Green Bay, Wisconsin, right here at Buffalo Wild Wings as well, is coming up next from 9 to 11. But right now, my guy, Ross Uglum, PackerReport.com, Packaday Podcast. He did an unbelievable job covering everything draft-related on the daily draft on the Packaday Podcast, of course, over at PackerReport.com as well. You can find him on social media, at Ross Uglum. Ross, it's freaking draft day. Welcome to the show.
Buffalo Wild Wings at 8:20 in the morning. You are a man of culture.
This is what we do, Ross. This is, you know, we don't mess around on draft day. Only the best stuff. I am injecting Buffalo Wild Wings sauce into my veins as we speak. Let's go.
I love it. I love to hear it, man. I think you made my lunch choice for me.
There you go.
That's a tremendous idea, yeah.
Yeah, they got a great setup over here. You should definitely come check it out. You got the Mason Crosby Show coming up next. Sparky's going to be out here later. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be worth your time. But let me just ask you, Ross, as we get ready for today, obviously draft kicks off at 7 p.m. tonight. We're under 12 hours away from the draft. What's the vibe? How are you feeling? What are you nervous about? What are you excited about? How are you feeling about draft today?
I think I've just become conditioned to be like nervous on day one because it's been a while since they've done something that's been really exciting and frankly often times on round one it's a lot of eating the vegetables or a lot of how did that just happen last
sure.
year I kind of walked everybody to the George Morton. Last year was vegetables. Last year was not like banging on the table mad. I can't believe they just, you know, took Eric Stokes or can't believe they just, you know, did whatever. Last year was just like, yep, that was what they were going to do and they did it. And that was sort of, it was very anticlimactic, I guess, if you will,
yep.
Especially as, you know, guys like everybody was on Dejean, right? And he just kept dropping and you get that, but it's nervous because you start, seeing mock drafts and start seeing plugged in people talking about guys you really want. You don't want to get your hopes up, and then you start seeing plugged in people talk about guys you don't really want. And that makes you nervous. So there's lots of emotions heading into night one.
Well, let's jump into that right away because I know one of those players that you are maybe not so much a fan of has been mocked a little bit recently to Green Bay. Just to kind of recap this, I don't know how locked in you've been with all of these mock drafts. I know you have been watching a few, but I was walking through them earlier. So we've got one guy today, Albert Breer, with Tet McMillan taking Green Bay taking him at 23. Charles Davis, NFL Network, took Walter Nolan. That was one Walter Nolan vote. Matthew Golden, Peter Schrager, who had, I think, you know, if not the best mock last year, I think it was in the top two or three. He had Green Bay taking Matthew Golden, as did Lance Zierlein today. Dane Brugler, Matt Miller, Connor Rogers, and Eric Edholm all had the Packers taking Will Johnson. And then I think one of those players you were talking about, Daniel Jeremiah, Todd McShay, Bucky Brooks, and Josh Norris, all had the Packers taking Maxwell Hairston. I know Maxwell Hairston, not one of your guys in this draft. Walk me through what maybe some concerns you have are with Maxwell Hairston.
Well, you know, there's just a number of things with him. I mean, he is small, and I don't want to be a sizeist. Like that's one of the big things that people get on Goody about, right? Is like not every player needs to be the exact height and weight that you want, but his height's not really an issue. His weight kind of informs his inability to tackle, and that's just like watching football. That's not theoretical. You watch him play and he struggles to tackle, and with Halfley's system, they're running that even front and having their edge guys get upfield and spill, and a lot of times with outside runs, and we've seen it unfortunately to some disastrous results even with Halfley. If your corners refuse to take on a block, or if your corners refuse to tackle, it's a problem. And that, honestly, too, it's not like he was some elite cover guy. I have a late second round grade on Hairston. I get the appeal. There's also some other just like character red flags that I'm not going to convict or acquit, because I don't know. But that's not very Packers-y. It just would be, honestly, it would be to me, and if they make the pick, I sure as heck hope I'm wrong, it would feel a lot like the Stokes pick. It's Eric Stokes. I had a late second round grade on, SEC defensive back, runs real fast, felt reachish, and it turned out, and who knows, right? Like Stokes had a nice rookie season and then got hurt, and you know, who knows? If Eric Stokes stays perfectly healthy, maybe I just end up being wrong. I don't know. But those are some of my concerns. Size, tackling, allowing separation to receivers, and then like I just, you know, I'm not going to convict or acquit on the character stuff, but I would just rather it didn't exist, right?
Yeah, nope, for sure. As we look at two of those other players that were mocked, you know, decently to Green Bay, Matthew Golden, Will Johnson, how would you feel about those two picks? Do you think there's a realistic chance that either could be the pick for Green Bay?
I mean, Will Johnson, I would just be over the moon. To me, he's top five player in this class, and I understand that there are injury concerns, there are lack of testing concerns, but you just watch him play for Michigan, and I think if he had just a regular senior season or last season, or somehow come out, you know, I don't think he's a true junior, but like if he had come out after Michigan won the national title, he does just get picked in the top five, you know, unless he runs like a 4.6. So he would be, he'd be over the moon. Golden is not my guy. I have more of a mid-second on him, and he's ranked like in my high 40s. So kind of what I said about Jordan Morgan, you know, if you take my number 30 player at 21 overall, I'm not going to cause a stink. I would be not thrilled with Hairston. I would be not thrilled with Golden, but I would be like, whatever. It's in the realm. I only have 13 first-round grades on guys anyway, but two of the guys you mentioned, McMillan and Johnson. McMillan and Johnson are two of the guys that I have, of two of just 13 guys, that I have flat-out first-round grades on. So if you can get that at positions of need, picking at 23 and not trading up, that's cause for celebration.
No, that makes a ton of sense. And I know those are two players I know a lot of people very, very high on. We're being joined by Ross Uglum, PackReport.com, Packaday Podcast. You can find him on social media at Ross Uglum. So one of the things I was going to ask you, Ross, is kind of like your best case scenario. So I'm assuming Will Johnson, Tet McMillan would be kind of in those best case scenarios for Green Bay. Is there anything else that you're hoping might happen at pick 23, whether it be via move up, trade down, anything that might happen that you could see possibly happening that would be kind of your best case scenario?
You know, I really like Emeka Ebuka, and I think, you know, people get stuck a little bit on, well, they need a Christian Watson replacement. Okay. Well, there are a number of ways to do that. Number one, you re-sign Christian Watson. I mean, he could come back after week 10. His contractual value will never be lower than it is right now. You do a little extension, you know, you got Christian Watson. Or you just take one of these, you know, Dante Thornton types a little later. And you add two receivers instead of one, and you go back to a time when your number one wide receiver was more Devontae-ish. And I'm not saying Emeka Buka is Devontae, but no one says your number one receiver has to be the fastest receiver on the team. It's not like that for a lot of teams, a lot of good teams, a lot of good offenses. So you don't have to get your field stretcher with that first wide receiver pick. You could take just a damn good football player in Emeka Buka and then get your field stretcher later, re-sign Watson. There are a number of different avenues you can take. Ibuka, just get him because he's good.
Yeah, he's a really talented football player, and I think the thing I love about Ibuka, it feels like a very high floor, feels like a very safe pick. Like, I just, it's hard to imagine Ibuka not working out in some real way, and being able to provide something of legitimate substance to this offense almost immediately. He's a really great route runner, comes back to the ball, great hands. I mean, he can do everything. He can play outside. Of course, he's fantastic in the slot as well. I don't think he's just a slot guy, but he's kind of, you know, exactly what you want in a rhythm timing offense, and giving somebody that Jordan can kind of count on exactly where he's going to be at any given moment. Again, I think he'd have that ability to come in and make an impact right away. He would be a very, I think, fun pick for Green Bay if that was the pick. And I don't think there's too many people that would be upset if that were the pick for Green Bay.
I also really like the two traits of the SEC pass rushers. Mykel Williams and Shamar Stewart are really high for me. I think, you know, the lack of production is real, but if they – you know, if they each had 11.5 sacks last year, they would just be top five picks. I mean, that's your bargain. At 23, you watch how much both Williams, frankly, and Stewart were asked to simply play defensive line, 4-eye techniques, 5 techniques, playing inside the tackles, playing inside the tight ends, playing on the tight end side. Very Rashawn Gary sometimes in the way that they were used, where there are criticisms of, you know, the pick of Gary, and Michigan's defensive coordinators on the radio going, did you watch how we used him? Did you watch him take on double teams to free people up? Did you watch us put him on the tight end side every down because he's strong enough to handle it? And, you know, you get an 80 pressure season from Gary 2 years ago, and he's, you know, probably should have been a second team all pro, gets elected to the Pro Bowl last year. And I know people have some differing opinions on Gary, but overall, he has certainly returned the value of the 12th overall pick. And if you could get the value of the 12th overall pick at 23, that's a surplus value.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I love both of those. And I think not only do I love both those players, I think if either of them are there at pick 23, I think Brian Gutekunst sprints out of his office and finds the podium outside and makes the pick himself. I think they would love either of those guys to be there at pick 23. So we went through your best-case scenario. We kind of went through one of your worst-case scenarios earlier, as we're being joined by Ross Uglum, Pack Report, Pack-A-Day podcast. You can find him on social media, at Ross Uglum. What is your worst-case scenario, something that would really make you sick to your stomach if it happened tonight?
You know, the Hairston thing is right up there. I also, I think we got to a point, and obviously it happened last year, we got to a point where Packers fans just said, you know, I'm going to look really smart if I just say they should take an offensive lineman in the first year, his first round every year. I think if I just, you know, even though they have two starting tackles and just paid a guard $70 million, let me say an offensive lineman. This is the best team in the league at developing third, fourth, and fifth round offensive linemen into real players. And you have legitimate roster needs elsewhere. I could not condone, especially with this group where it's a lot of like 6'4", it's a lot of Packers types. It's a lot of like 6'4 tackles that you don't know. You might maybe have to kick them inside the guard. Well, take that in round four. Go get Caleb Rogers from Texas Tech. I don't need Josh Simmons from Ohio State to do the same thing. I would really struggle with an offensive line pick after they gave out the Simmons contract. And I understand, that Ryan is a free agent. I understand that Sheet is a free agent. I get that, you know, honestly, Elgton Jenkins' contract gets a little complicated if you're going to move him to center and continue to to pay him what he's getting. But I can't with O-line in round one. Or I think that, honestly, I think that would be pretty damning of the Jordan Morgan pick, because yes, okay, you need a left tackle of the future. You just took Jordan Morgan 23rd overall and spent both last offseason and this offseason telling people he's a tackle. You played him at guard because you had a tackle on your roster, but you have told everyone now twice in two separate press conferences that he was taken to be your left tackle of the future. If you don't pick a wide receiver, you don't pick a corner, you don't pick a defensive tackle, or you don't pick an edge rusher because you're going to run up to the podium and say, well, now we have our left tackle of the future, that would be pretty tough, especially, you know, I mean, it's on a billboard in Green Bay. You didn't take DeJean. He ended up being great. There are other players you passed on to take your left tackle of the future. And then to just be like, oh, we know after 1 year we screwed that up, or we know after 1 year he's now a guard. By the way, we just gave Aaron Banks $70 million. That would be a big pill to swallow.
Well, the good news for you, Ross, is that per the Potawatomi Sportsbook, offensive lineman in the first as Green Bay's first pick, plus 1,000. So at least the sports books are not super high on Green Bay taking a offensive lineman in round one. So hopefully that does end up coming to fruition. It feels like in the first round, unless they get a, you know, Josh Connerly crush or something, it feels like it would be you know, the Ohio State kid or bust, Simmons or bust. There just doesn't seem to be a ton. I mean, maybe Zabel. If Zabel's there, I guess that would be one other option. It just feels like it would be Simmons or bust. I just don't see him going in that direction. I think it's going to be one of those other premium positions, whether it be defensive end, defensive tackle, corner, or even maybe wide receiver. All right, before we get you out of here, Ross, really quick, I want you to nerd out. We just have a couple seconds here, but just to nerd out just a handful of your guys. Like, your, I always love asking, like, their favorite players. Who are a few of Ross Uglum's guys in this draft, any round?
Yeah, I mean, Abuka is a big one for me. I just think he's a really, really good football player, and I think the testing is not at all disqualifying. I think he's going to be a really good starter, a really good, maybe, you know, makes 2-3 Pro Bowls, probably never an All-Pro, but like that level of player. I've really started to get in. I'm going to move him up in my board just because I went from watching 3 games to watching 10. Baron Sorrell is a pass rusher from Texas. Like a 9'3 Raz guy's a little short, arms are a little short. Like, he's on the very edge of what Green Bay would like to do. But he's a 9'3 Raz guy with 47 pressures from Texas, not from Texas State or UTEP or, you know, God bless him, like North Dakota State. Like, this guy had 47 pressures at Texas and has the athletic testing to back up his ceiling, kind of. I really like Baron Sorrell. You know, I really, and unfortunately, well, I shouldn't say unfortunately because he's a good player, but Green Bay is very invested into their running back position with Josh Jacobs. This would be an awesome draft to need a running back, and they don't. DJ Giddens I like, Caleb Johnson I like, Quinshon Judkins I like. I mean, this is a particularly good class of backs to which I don't think Green Bay is involved at all.
Yeah, no, it's there's a couple of those positions. Safety is going to be a tough one as well, just with all the safeties that they currently have. But, yeah, I think that's going to be the beautiful thing of this draft. Like, before we get you out of here, Ross, I got to ask your official prediction for the Green Bay Packers at pick 23. Who's it going to be?
Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon.
There we go. There we go. You heard it here from Ross Uglum. He is the actual one player that we have doubled up for our predictions. Nathan Marzion also predicted Derek Harmon out of Oregon. I would love that pick, Ross. Speak it into existence. I would be 1,000,000% here for it. I think you'd be a perfect fit for Green Bay. I cannot thank you enough, my friend, for all the incredible work that you've done all draft season long. Obviously, Green Bay Draft Guide, which is incredible, has been a huge asset to me. Obviously, the Daily Draft, which you've been crushing every single day, PackReports.com. What else do you want to plug on the way out that you got coming up this weekend?
You got most of them. You know, we have the, 75-minute preview with Justice that just dropped today.
Yep.
You know, I don't always love to be like, oh, this, I did this thing and it's the greatest ever. The preview with Justice is good. Watch it, listen to it, however you, it's not, if you have to listen to it on a podcast, you don't have a way to do it, you know, via YouTube, it's going to be just as good. I think it plays great as a podcast, and I think justice brings a lot. You know, I've done my research. I would just watch or listen to that, and, you know, please be the smartest person at your draft party. Buy the draft guide.
Yeah, it's well worth it. What's the cost in that draft guide, Ross?
It's $11, but I'll give everybody a little cheat code, a little promo code. In honor of the daily draft, promo code DAILY will get you $1 off.
Yeah, it is the best $10 that you can spend if you want to be all prepared for the NFL draft. Get the Green Bay Draft Guide, $10 using promo code DAILY. Ross, again, cannot thank you enough. I'm sure we're going to talk soon after the draft. Appreciate all the work that you've put in, and enjoy draft weekend.
All right, thanks, Andy.
Yeah, you bet. That is Ross Uglum. Make sure to follow him at Ross Uglum. It's the Pack-A-Day Radio Show live from Buffalo Wild Wings, just moments away from Lambeau Field. We'll be right back right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances,
MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.